Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Thriving Thursday, and we're still in our Fun Success Summer School. This week, we've been focused on you opening your mind to the possibilities of what you're capable of and what you can have in your life and just expanding your consciousness. So all week long, we have been sharing information to help you to just broaden your horizons mentally. We talked about opening your mind to possibilities, not the liabilities, because we have a tendency to focus on liabilities and things that are going wrong in our lives as opposed to what can go right and doing what it takes to make that shift and cause it to actually go down the right path or to go right. So we talked about that. If you missed that on Monday, go and check it out. And yesterday or Tuesday, we talked about how you wake up matters. That's a very powerful show. How you wake up matters. And because we shared information that helps you to streamline your energy and put out the right energy as soon as you open your eyes in the morning, as soon as you wake up, so that you can be excited about your life and control who and what you attract into your life. So that was on Tuesday. And of course, yesterday, we talked about treating each day as the first day. I took a quote by Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon.com, that he shared this information in a letter to his shareholders. And I gave four points or four reasons why it is important to treat each day like the first. Today, we're going to talk about focusing on what you can do. It is important that you understand that whatever challenges you're facing, whatever isn't happening in your life, it's not about focusing on what isn't happening. It's about focusing on what you can do, putting the attention where it belongs, where it should be, and it should be on what you're capable of. When you focus on what you can do, then one of the things that happens is you start to realize how powerful you are. And another thing that happens is you realize how many options you have before you. And as a result of that, now you become more proactive instead of reactive. You become more confident about your situation and you become more capable. You're excited about the possibilities of getting good results, regardless of what the challenge is. And this is truly all about recognizing your power to overcome any challenge, to complete any goal that you set, and to follow through no matter what types of obstacles you encounter. You are focused on the end result. And because you're focused on the end result, you're going to get the best outcome possible for you. That's the exciting part about paying attention to where you want to go in your life and what you want to have. So I'm going to give you three points about as to why you want to focus on you, and also a couple of strategies as to what you can do to help you focus, to bring that power to overcome your challenges and to create ideas and create a full picture of what it takes to move forward with your goals until you actually get the results that you want. So you're going to get 3 points, and then we're going to talk a little bit about, and these strategies, the beautiful part about it, you guys, is that these strategies are simple and they are easy to follow. And all you have to do is be willing to get the results that you want. First of all, you want to pay attention to what you are capable of doing. So that means you want to position yourself to do what you can do. A lot of people are being downsized and they've lost their jobs, or they don't know which steps they're going to take next and where they're going to go and how things are going to turn out for them in their lives. But I want to tell you this, is that here's the thing. People are concerned, and of course, it's understandable. So I do empathize with you when you lose a job or you fail or lose a business, I should say. I was going to say fail in a business, but you don't really fail. You just learn what not to do, and you learn what to do in order to become a success. or when you make that shift that's away from what it is you were accustomed to doing, sometimes we get down on ourselves and we forget that we are very capable, we are extremely powerful, and that we can overcome whatever challenge we're faced with. A lot of people are blaming computers, and they say, well, you know, this is the computer age, and if you're not a techie, then you're going to get downsized from your job. Well, there's a couple solutions to that. First of all, you can go and study and learn how to become, how to use computers and to be to get qualified in that area. The other thing you can do is really tap into the best of who you are and run with it, and then learn some new things along the way. Now, I want to point this out to you. When I say that position yourself to do what you can do and recognize your power to overcome, I want to remind you to never ever allow an inanimate object like a computer to determine how much you're worth. In other words, you know, if you don't like computers and you don't want to learn the techie side of life, but I have to tell you now, things are going towards, everything is going towards the, towards technology, greater technology. But if you don't like sitting at a desk and having to punch a bunch of buttons, go out and find what you do like. And if you're not qualified in that area, get qualified. But no matter what happens, you do not want to allow an inanimate object to decide how much you're worth and to determine whether you're going to have a job or not, or to determine whether you're going to thrive or not. This podcast, of course, I needed to know a lot about putting this all together, how to make this work, and because a lot of it's, almost all of it's done on the computer. But at the end of the day, or at the beginning of the day, I should say, it starts with what comes out of my head. It starts with what I've learned. It starts with me sharing techniques and strategies that are of value to you that can help you to move to the next level. Where am I going with that? My point is, you are still in charge. As human beings, we are still running that show. Nothing happens on this computer that I use until I tell it what to do. So don't put yourself down, or don't feel like you are not worth as much because whatever you're working on has to do with computers, or you feel like you're being downsized because of some computer, or everything is becoming going towards a greater technology. Listen, you get to decide how much you're worth. And the minute you decide how much you're worth and you can accept that, you know what's going to happen? You're going to start to get ideas as to what you can do, what you're capable of doing. So keep your mind open. This is why the very first show from this week was about opening your mind to the possibilities instead of focusing on liabilities. When you can look at your possibilities and your capabilities, great things are going to happen in your life. The second point that I want to share with you is that if you really want to focus on what you can do, and you want to ensure that that's where your mind is, that you're focused on being more proactive instead of not as proactive as you could be, or not proactive at all, then you know what? Start jotting things down. You want to write things down, because the object of the game is for you to be focused on your capabilities and how proactive you are, or how proactive you're willing to become. So you want to pay attention to how proactive you are. That's the idea. The strategy in this case would be, go to the whiteboard, pull out your journal, or even just simple loose leaf paper, and start to create. Stop holding back. Whatever comes to your mind, jot it down. Even if you write that whales are pink, it doesn't matter. Let your creativity flow. Open your mind so that you can, in fact, focus on what you're capable of doing. And you can focus on everything that's there for you. When you can do that, now you're going to get to a higher level. You're going to start to get answers. And as simple as it may sound, it will work. Sometimes you hear people tell you to visualize the outcome. And if you've listened to this show beyond a year, then you've heard me say it more than once. The power behind visualizing the outcome is that it gives you a roadmap to follow. Now, of course, you always have to take action no matter what if you're going to get results. However, visualizing opens the door for you to create the most powerful roadmap for you, the most productive roadmap, abundant roadmap that you could possibly come up with, because now your mind is starting to open and you're not holding back. Here's the thing, and this is kind of off the subject, but on the subject. If you've been downsized or you feel badly about, I don't know, being let go or having to close a business, I want to say this to you. Perhaps all of this is happening because you've been positioned to do something different, but you've been positioned and given a new opportunity to open up and allow your most authentic self to come forward. That's the benefit to focusing on what you can do. So I'm not telling you not to feel upset or anything. I can't tell people how to feel because people process things that happen to them in different ways. However, what I will say to you is that if you want to thrive, if you want to grow, if you want to get to where it is you truly want to be, then the object of the game is for you to kind of start putting your mind or your attention on your authentic personal power. So we've talked about the fact that you want to position yourself to do what you can do and not to allow an inanimate object such as a computer or anything that isn't live or anything man-made to control your worth. So we've talked about that. The other thing we talked about is that at some point, in order for you to truly focus on being more proactive, you want to start writing things down. You want to open up and let your creativity flow. You want to go to your whiteboard if you have a whiteboard. I have a huge whiteboard and I write on it sometimes, and it allows me to focus on kind of mind mapping so that I can come up with the best results in a situation. The third point and final point that I have for you is that you want to address any anxiety that's going on. Sometimes when unpleasant things happen to us or we become extremely stressed out, one of the things that we do is we become anxious. We become nervous. We become afraid. And you want to address any anxiety or any of those types of energies that are attacking you at that moment. Why? Because first of all, if you allow them to grow and you start to go and tell everybody, oh, I'm anxious, I'm afraid, or I'm angry and I don't know how to get beyond this, it's just going to continue to manifest more of what you don't want into your life. And you say, well, is it going to manifest? I've already been downsized, or I've closed the business. I already feel like I've lost something. So could it get any worse? Well, yeah, it actually can. But if you shift your thinking, if you start to focus on what you can do, how powerful you are, then you are going to go a lot farther. Now, all month long, we are talking about ways that you can really kind of give your goals a booster shot, give yourself a success booster shot so that you can be inspired and you can become more energetic about achieving the goals that you said you wanted to achieve. In my book, Start Winning, I actually have people, there's a point in the book at which I talk about your energy, and I have a chart in there that shows the actual connection. The connection that must be made in order for your energy to be on full blast for success. And anxiety will certainly take it off of full blast. Being afraid, being angry, and staying there will take it off of full blast. And it starts to poke holes into your confidence if you don't deal with it. So it doesn't mean that you can't feel these. I'm not telling you not to feel. What I'm saying is don't linger there, because the object of the game is for you to be proactive and for you to move forward to achieving your goals and to get to where it is you truly want to be excited about your life, to be excited about the next chapter of your life. And if you're behind in achieving any of your goals, Same thing. Don't feel anxious about the fact that you're not getting the results that you had hoped for. Just be excited about what's coming, what's available to you, and what you are capable of generating if you just focus on what you can do. Now, when we talk about addressing anxiety, you say, well, how do I address anxiety? Well, of course, you can breathe into a paper bag, and or you can do some meditation, and you can practice the art of mindfulness. But I can tell you one of the best ways to address anxiety is adult coloring books. And I'm going to give you another method, but adult coloring books are great because they help you calm down while at the same time stimulating your creativity. So you're going to start to get ideas for as to how you can make something happen, or how you can recover from something, or how things can become better for you in your life, no matter what the situation is. And you say, wow, why would I want to sit around and color when I've got major crises on my hands? And you have all these crises that are happening. But here's the thing. When you have these crises that are happening in your life, sometimes it's good to step back and breathe and relax and look at the situation. And sometimes it's good to take your mind off of the situation completely. And sometimes it's good to do whatever it takes for you to actually calm yourself to the point where you have put a smile on your face. And adult coloring, it's great for that. Now, here's another thing you can do as we start to wrap up for today. A pen and a paper, or a pencil and a paper, whatever your preference is, and you start to jot down what you can do. Focus on what you can do, not the issue that has happened, not what's going wrong, not what went wrong. Focus on what you can do. Get a pen and a paper and write down every single thing that you can do to make things better, or to move forward when it comes to your achieving your goals, or when it comes to putting your life on track and getting that dream life that you want to have, that you desire for your life. Get a pen and a paper and jot it down. I keep saying pen because I like to write with pens. And there are times in my journal, though, depending on the journal, I write with pencils. And my things to do list, I do it in pencil. But the point I'm making here is that, listen, you want to just get yourself a blank sheet of paper and you want to start jotting things down. And don't use a computer. Okay, you want to get away from the electronics, because the electronics, all that electromagnetism, that does affect you if you sit in front of the computer all the time. I work in front of the computer quite a bit, so I have to step away and go into another room, where in my living room, as a matter of fact, where there's no computer and no technology of any kind. Okay, can we consider a light bulb or a lamp as technology? Not the kind of technology I'm thinking about. However, the point that I'm making here is that you want to use a pen and a paper, or a pencil and a sheet of paper, and put at the top, what can I do to make my situation better? Or you could write, what would make me happy? And then start to fill it in. Either one, what can I do to make my situation better, or what can make me happy? Sometimes it depends on our personality type. We want to go with what can make us happy because it's easier for us to write that down. And sometimes we want to go, what can I do to make my situation better? Because it's easier for us to think along the lines of a step-by-step method for getting what it is we truly want. So you can decide what works for you. And speaking of which, that is your power action, your fun power action for today. And you want to get a sheet of paper and you want to write down, what can I do, or what makes me happy, at the top, and then fill it in. And whatever the situation is, see the solution in your mind and write down as many ways as possible as you know the things that you can do to make that situation work out in your favor. And you're going to be surprised with how many ideas you come up with and where you're going with that. If you're stuck in a goal, then you want to think about the outcome, not the fact that you're stuck. When people get stuck, that's one of the first things out of their mouth. They say, oh, I'm stuck on this. And guess what happens? They stay stuck for a long time unless someone is clever enough or smart enough or has the knowledge to help them get unstuck. So don't tell yourself that you're stuck. Just look at the goal. You already know that it's not happening for you. So just look at the goal and then make a decision about the outcome that you want. And then put your attention on the outcome and then fill in the middle. And what's in the middle? All the things you need to do in order to make that happen. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Thriving Thursday. On Financial Friday, guess what we're going to be talking about? Well, it's Financial Friday, so you guys know we're going to talk about money, right? So we're going to talk about what will make you super rich, and we're going to talk about the fact that the future is here and what you can do, how people are becoming the super rich, what are they doing, and how you can get in on that. So we will be back tomorrow with more fun summer success summer school. There it is, tongue twister. For fun success summer school. There it is. I got it out. So, hey, you guys, have a great day. Enjoy this Thriving Thursday and do life with power.